Today is June 12, 2050, in Sasana era 2559. This year have been expounding the Dhamma talk for the meditators at this center, TMC. The Dhamma talk given by the Buddha to the Subhyama Deva and to overcome the unhappiness and to live a happy life. In this regard, the Buddha expounded the Indriya Samvara Sila, the sense restraint. So Siyaro last days explained what Indriya Samvara means and three other kinds of sila. So four kinds of sila were explained by the Siyaros last few days. And then out of the Dhamma talk given by the Buddha to Subhyama Deva, the second factor to develop, to overcome unhappiness or fear, afraid, is tapasa. Here, tapa literally means the very heroic, energetic effort that can burn off the mental defilements. So tapasa, this word indicate to boost up energy and to uplift heroic energy. So here, this kind of heroic or courageous effort is known in Pali as Sammabdhana Viriya. Sammabdhana Viriya, what is mean? This Sammabdhana Viriya means the effort to prevent an origin evil from arising, and then to overcome the origin evil, and then number three is to develop an origin merit, and to make, and number four is to make the origin merit multiply. So Sammabdhana Viriya is of four functions. So the effort or the energy is necessary to make. So we have to make effort to be mindful continuously from the time we wake up until we go to bed in the evening. So viriya in Pali is defined as a virasa bhava. Virasa means someone who is very brave, courageous. Bhava means state or the nature. The viriya is the state or nature or the courageous person or the brave person. So this is a mental state or a brave individual. And alternatively, it's defined as virasa kama. The kama means the action or the act that can be done only by courageous people, brave people. So we have viriya. That means we are not coward. We are very brave persons. So we can make such a great effort, developing continuous mindfulness from the time we wake up to we go to bed. Not ordinary people can do this kind of effort. Only courageous people, brave people, heroic people can do this. So the whole day, we have to practice continuously developing mindfulness, continuous mindfulness, sitting, walking, and whatever activity we do, we mindful continuously. No ordinary people, no common people can do this much effort, cannot make this much effort. So it is very gratifying. We have to take delight in our courage, bravery. We can develop such a continuous mindfulness. So by developing continuous mindfulness, we develop the concentration and wisdom. So we should take pride in it. Oh, I'm such a courageous person, such a brave person. I can make such a courageous effort. So this kind of effort is the work of the heroes, or heroic work. That's the literal meaning of the viriya. So this heroic effort is two kinds of the characteristics. In Pali, upatthampana. And upatthampana, the first, and pekaha, second, is pekaha. So upatthampana means the supporting factor. Its characteristic is to support. Associated mind and mental factor. And the second characteristic is pegaha, which means strengthening. The effort and viriya strengthening is associated mind and mental factors, or it make mind and mental factor stronger. So these are two characteristics of the heroic effort. Regarding the first characteristics, suppose, for example, there is an old and fragile house. It almost collapsed down. Then it need to be supported with a strong post. Only then this house can stand and last longer. So in the same way, as a meditator, we have to support our practice with a courageous effort so that we can develop the mindfulness, concentration, and progressive insight. And so that we can develop we can multiply the merit and wholesomeness. So in this sense, viriya effort, heroic effort, is called viriya. Its characteristic is upatthampana, the supporting characteristics, supporting nature. And the second characteristic is pekaha. It is strengthen. To strengthen is associated mental factors, mind and mental factors. So, also there's an example. So in the battlefield, on the battleground, if the front line is very weak, and then it need to be supplied or supported or strengthened by others, other ammunition and soldiers and so on. Only then the front line become stronger and enough to fight the enemies. So in the same way, as a yogi, when our mind is weak, so we need support or the effort, energy, so that we can develop we can develop wholesomeness, merit, and we can defeat enemies or the mental defilements. So these two natures characteristics of the viriya, heroic effort. And the viriya is also defined in terms of characteristics, functions, and manifestation. Lakana, rasa, pachupatana. So this its characteristics, alternatively, is the osaha lakana. Osaha means the forbearance or patience. So when we have encountered the pain or unpleasant, any kinds of unpleasant sensation, or the frustration, or mental or physical distress, and then we need this kind of heroic mindset, or viriya, or heroic effort, to face this kind of difficulty and hardship. For example, we sit for 1 hour without much movement. So this kind of effort, heroic mindset, is required, so that we can encounter the unpleasant sensation, and then we can move on with the continuous mindfulness. So its functions, the function of the heroic effort is supporting. So it supports the merit or wholesome actions. As mentioned earlier, is without the viriya support, our collection or the merit will collapse. So the viriya heroic effort is necessary to support our accumulation of merit. Without viriya support, we cannot develop the wholesomeness. So some yogi, some meditators, they become tired, especially in the evening, in the late evening, and their viriya effort become weaker and weaker, and more and more pain and unpleasant sensation they may encounter. It is because the courage become weak, so the viriya become weak, so they lose their mental power, and so become tired and fatigue. But however, there are some yogis, some other yogis, they can even practice the whole day and until on their bed, in their bedroom. Some yogi, they overly concerned about the enough hour of sleep. But for some yogi, they're very courageous. They are very heroic. They develop continuous mindfulness during the sleeping hours. Some, they may even sleep a few hours, like 3 or 4 hours, but they will have enough sleep, the quality of sleep. They will feel fresh when they wake up next morning, even though they may sleep 3 or 4 hours. So that means viriya, the heroic mindset, supporting is concomitant or associated mind and body. That is the function or the heroic effort. And then this viriya, this mindset, manifests to the yogi as a tirelessness or relentlessness. There's three stages of the viriya. And the initial stage, or the launching energy, it is called Arambha Dhatu. So we launch the effort, heroic effort. So, for example, we start our day during the retreat with this kind of resolution. I will make great effort, noting, sitting the whole hour, and walking mindfully, doing things mindfully. So we start our day with this kind of strong, heroic resolution. This is the Viriya launching energy, Arambha Dhatu. And also we make such a strong resolution and put great effort in the practice. We may feel tired or fatigue or frustrated when we encounter unpleasant sensation, a lot of wandering mind, and any other hardship. Then we feel disappointed and become lazy. And to overcome laziness and to move on with the practice, we have to make some more effort. This kind of effort is called Nikama Dhatu. Nikama Dhatu, Nikama me, to overcome the laziness. And then we should not stop on the way. Without delay, without being stagnant on the way, we should continue our practice until we accomplish our purpose. So that is we call Parakama Dhatu, the culminating energy. So launching energy, the progressive energy, and culminating energy. This energy leads us to the goal. So yogi can find this kind of courageous effort as a driving force behind our practice. So it's driving us to go on, to move on, pushing us to encounter, to face any kinds of difficulty and hardship, and move on, and go on with the continuous mindfulness. So viriya will become manifest to a yogi as a driving force. This is its manifestation we call Pajupatthana. So the viriya, normally heroic effort, take place when we have the sense of urgency, samvega. So samvega means the freight caused by, related to the understanding or realization. So when we have samvega, or when we are frightened by the truth, then we make more effort. And so this, in this case, is samvega, in ultimate sense, is understanding, knowledge, and along with the feeling of ashamed or afraid of unwholesome actions, unwholesomeness, demerit. So the knowledge or understanding along with such a moral fear is called samvega. So when we have samvega, or sense of urgency, we make more effort. So here are six or eight conditions to gain samvega, sense of urgency. First of all, we need to recollect the birth, how horrible to be reborn, how horrible birth is. We have to recollect. And then old age. When we were born, we never get younger. We always get older and older. So this is also something scary if we remember it. And then our body is liable to get sick anytime. However good care we take, this body get ill or sick one day. And we take very good care of our body. We eat good and nutritious food. We make the regular exercise, and we very good care of the hygiene, and regularly we take bath and wash and so on. However, good care we take, this body is always afflicted by one illness or another. So recollecting this nature of the body is also scary. And we can develop the sense of urgency. And of course, one day we all of us will die. We cannot avoid it. And after death, we will reborn again. And we will get old again and sick again and die again and reborn again, old again and sick again and die again. So it's very scary. So understanding of the true nature of life, or the fact of life, we can feel scary, we can feel frightened. This kind of mental state is called sense of urgency. And during our lifetime, if we fail to merit, if we fail to practice, and then we are bound to be reborn in the woeful state. Like trees and animals, animal kingdom, if we were born as an animal, we cannot find any good opportunity to develop the mindfulness or to do any kinds of merit like dana, sila, dhīra, generosity, morality. So without merit, there will be no blissful life for us. So it's also scary if we think about it. If we think about the fact of life, we will feel scary. We will gain the sense of the urgency. So if we examine, if we review in a previous life, also scary. In this life, we encounter vicissitude of life, ups and downs of life, and life is very struggle. And in the previous life also, we did the same kind of thing, very stressful life. For survival, for example, we have to work hard every day, from the morning till late evening. We have to struggle just for survival, just to have enough food, accommodation, and we have to wake up early morning and go to work. And life is very stressful. We have to struggle. So if we think about this true fact of life, we can feel scared by the fact of life, and then we can gain the sense of urgency. So by recollecting these eight factors, it's like the birth, old age, sickness, and death, and past and future lives, and the struggling for survival, and so on. And then we can feel scared by the true fact of life, and we will make greater effort. We will put greater effort in the practice. So there is complete cessation of all kinds of suffering. So, inspired by cessation of all kinds of suffering, we should make great effort It is impossible for us to realize cessation or suffering or ultimate peacefulness or nirvana just by practicing weak effort or the very weak effort. We cannot accomplish our purpose. So, for example, some yogis, they make effort during the sitting, but they fail to develop mindfulness in the daily life, daily activities, or during the walking. Sometimes they go back to their room and take a nap and take coffee and something like this. So they don't make continuous effort to develop continuous mindfulness. So their effort is not heroic effort, and not strong enough to accomplish this their purpose, to experience such a superior realization of the Nibbana. So to experience ultimate happiness, if we are wise and smart enough, we should make great effort. In this regard, Mahasi Siyaro, in his Dhamma talk, he said this: if we make one day effort and then can enjoy the happy life for 1 month, and it's worth it to make effort, one day effort. And if we make 1 month effort, for example, we can live a 1 year happy life. Then why not? We should make such effort, worth it. And if we make 1 year effort, and then we can enjoy the whole life happiness, and then it's worth it to make such effort. So in the same way, if we make such a great effort in a retreat, and we can experience the happiness, ultimate happiness throughout samsara, why not? We make such effort. It's worth it. So if we are really scared by the true fact of life, then it's worth it to make great effort, heroic effort. By making great effort, we can overcome the sangha or suffering. So such a superior reward not available for someone who make very weak effort. So we have to make great effort, courageous effort, developing continuous mindfulness from the moment we wake up all the day till we go to bed. Only then we can accomplish our purpose, we can accomplish our practice. So one of the yogis, he asked how long one need to practice to accomplish. So actually, we may need to practice, we may need a few days, 4 or 5 days, to reach the certain level of vipassana insight, to develop the quite higher level of vipassana insight, if we really make the heroic effort by being mindful or the continuously the whole day, then we can make the progress within a few days, 4 or 5 days. So it is very important to observe, to know, to be mindful continuously with such a courageous effort. We can accomplish our purpose. So as the Buddhas talk to Subhyama Deva, we have to make the courageous effort to burn down mental defilements, like we burn something. So that's Sammapadana Viriya, the very courageous effort, the burning down mental defilements. So mental defilements are wholly responsible for all our suffering. So in conclusion, Sierra, make a wish. May you all be able to develop the courageous effort, step by step, launching energy, progressive energy, culminating energy, until we reach the realized mega phala enlightenment. Sadhu, sadhu.